Hi guys, welcome to Think It Ain't Illegal Yet. Yeah, you really think? This is Ian speaking here, and this is sort of an impromptu one. I haven't planned for this one actually, so I really don't know how it's going to turn out. Neighbors are making noise outside, so living dangerously. So here it goes. So I'm thinking, I'm just coming from a very serious conversation on spaces, and it's really got me thinking, because I was feeling like I was just on one side until I took some few minutes. I left the space just to digest what was being said, and I realized we were having a discussion on how spaces have evolved, and at some point we are getting to see bigwigs on spaces, not the bigwigs, the former bigwigs, the ones who had 100,000 followers. No, I'm talking about guys who've now come on spaces and they've carved out a niche for themselves. Guys who are always hard, guys who always have a very big opinion, and some of us are those guys actually, in some spaces, not all of them, just depends on what the topic is, mostly on banter and stuff. So yeah, so you just we've created a rapport. You have friends on there, and now the conversation is on where do we draw the line on banter and trolling and as a whole, let's just call it bullying. And I remember there's I've said something. I've said when you're relaying your message, you need to you feel free to speak your truth. Feel free to share your opinion. Feel free to say what you feel deep down inside. The truth is how you live your life, and I guarantee you people will listen. Now, what I said was, you need to watch three things as you relay your message. You need to watch your tone. Because if you're shouting, if you're screaming over other people's heads, your message is not really hitting home, because others will leave. There's people who just let others scream and then just calm them down, because we're not having a shouting match at, someone said, not having a shouting match at 1 a.m. doesn't make sense. I'm home, I'm chilling in my farm, having a conversation, and you want to make it a shouting match, because now it's no longer about whose point makes sense, it's about who shouts loudest. So one is tone. Two is the actual message. You know, is it really hitting home? What are you saying? The words making sense. One guy on there said it's easier if you write them down. Just write them down, see if they make sense, give them meaning. Find the best way you think you can portray your message and be heard, because this is not your family you're talking to, people who've known you before. This is strangers all over the world, literally. And we don't know what you've gone through, and you don't know why you're feeling what you're saying is right and or wrong. So the message, think about it. And I'm not saying on banter spaces you need to come with a notebook. No. Feel free to on banter space, but when you're in a serious space, at least try and convey your message. And then the delivery. So there's tone, there's your message, and there's delivery. Those three things. If you're using a calm voice, then I guarantee you, I'm not saying whisper, but I guarantee you, your message will get out there. The message itself and how you deliver it. You know? I've had great speakers on spaces, people like Nemo. And Nemo, yes, she has a loud voice, but 99.999% of the time she makes sense. She's spitting facts. I know I keep acting like I'm only speaking to guys who are on Twitter. But that's where spaces are. And I know some of my friends who don't even have Twitter accounts are wondering, what's Ian talking about? Who's Nemo? Who's this guy? Who's this guy? But jump on spaces and you'll hear me and you'll see them. Anyway, so message, tone, delivery. Really think about that. Anyway, so moving forward, the conversation is on bullying. And at some point, I remember I had to step out of a conversation because I might not consider myself a bully, but someone said something like, you've said some things and maybe, you know, the crowd mentality is on there and you're saying one thing, but five other people behind you are shouting, they're adding profanity behind it. And at some point, you're moving with it. And whoever is getting the message, they're probably getting triggered. And I found myself in such a situation where I had to mute my mic and be like, am I really trying to portray the same message these other guys are passing on, or do I really actually just need to take a chill pill and give my opinion later? Because nobody is going to be able to differentiate between whose message is subtle and whose message is offensive if we're all shouting, if it's all coming from a crowd. And I know people just want to have a conversation, you know, there's no rules, stuff like that. Yeah, but I had to actually step out and think hard. Am I an actual bully? Did I bully this guy? And someone has said, yeah. One will pop up and be like, no, 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 guys, I'm okay. I know this is banter, but we really don't know what that guy is going through. So now, and I know I'm overthinking it, and it's probably not just on me to decide what works and what doesn't, but I feel like just for myself, I'm gonna need to pause a bit and check who I associate myself with. You know, the team, the guys, and figure out. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by my own thoughts actually. And I don't edit these things because I like to get the emotions out there. I've actually lost my train of thought. Yeah, I don't want to be associated with not some guys, because these guys I've made new friends on Twitter, and these guys are awesome and they have amazing characters, and you get to learn so much from them despite how they portray them, but how they relay the message. But at some point, there is always bound to be conflict. You know, someone thinks this is the gospel truth. It's like me when people try to read me to argue the Bible with me, we're never really going to agree. So we agree to disagree. So some guy is going to come and say this is the gospel truth, and that works. But am I really supporting that message? Because at some point, I sit back and I realize I'm not. I don't want it to be out there. I don't want that message out there as it's being thrown out by the crowd. So you step back and pray to God that you get the chance to clarify. So someone else has said you don't know what someone is going through. And now let me give you an example. I've grown up, the male figures in my life were my grandpa, my uncles, my those uncles. Like I was lucky enough to be raised by a community, basically, you know, friends and friends of friends, you know. So one day I'd lost friends in primary school, I'd lost friends in high school, and after high school, you know, you feel the pain of losing a friend because it's someone who's added value in your life. You actually value them, you know them. And one of my high school friends lost their dad, and I could see the pain in their eyes. But to be honest, I found it really hard to relate, because I'd seen how in high school, and I know this is tricky, but I'd seen not everybody was very appreciative of their fathers when they came to high school. Everybody wanted their moms to come because they'd bring food and stuff. Fathers would bring money and magazines and newspapers and stuff like that, or book. I couldn't relate to the loss of his dad. It wasn't in me. I was there for him. I helped and everything, but I just couldn't relate. And it wasn't until the point where I ended up losing the only parent I had, and now fitting the perfect description of an orphan, that I could actually relate to what that guy was feeling. And so it was tough, because now I could put myself in his shoes and I could understand what was going on in his mind, in his, the pain he was feeling, the inaccuracies he could see, his life wasn't making sense anymore. He didn't see value in moving on. He didn't see why he was doing A, B, C, D, because there were some goals he'd set for himself, just for his parents. And now I could understand it. And on listening to the Twitter space, I actually started thinking to myself, maybe it's the same thing. Someone is on there and they're bashing A, B, C, D. So we judge them based on their tone, based on the message, or even the delivery. And spaces have come there to allow people to get instant feedback. That's what I feel, that like that's what that is, instant feedback. So the issue is, the thing is, at what point do we draw a line and say, now what you're saying, as much as we understand your pain, at what point do we call it toxic? At what point do we call it bullying? Because you're trying to force a narrative. Because like I said, it's easier agree to disagree. You see, you lead your life the way you want, as long as you're not harming anyone. But now when you bring that narrative and you want to force it down people's throats, that becomes an issue. So yes, we'll try to understand you if you come in a calm voice. We'll try to understand you. Everybody is there to accommodate you, because we're all human beings, we're all Kenyans, we're there to understand you. And even my message right now might be fucked up, I don't know. I appreciate that nowadays my Twitter sphere and my friends on there and Facebook guys are giving me feedback, and they're telling me, hey, this didn't work out, this didn't make sense, you were wrong on this point, and I am here for it. But now, once I started understanding pain, you know, I can't really understand what someone else in some other country is going through when they're talking about gender or race or culture shock. I don't know if I haven't been there. You see, but once I got an experience of something different from someone else, then now I try to give everyone else the benefit of the doubt. And that's what spaces are. You're giving other people the benefit of the doubt. But the narrative of people should grow thick skin because other guys are like this. My opinion? Yes. Try very hard to be strong. Like I keep quoting Geraldo Tomorong, he said, try your very best to let it go in through the nose, not into your heart, but into your lungs, and then breathe it out. Retain what you need, what is necessary for you, and breathe the rest out with your mouth. Just let it out. Yes, that's there. But first, we need to deal. The major attention we need to give that attention to those guys who are the bullies. Those guys who are coming on there and not letting other people speak. Those guys who come on there and try to force a narrative. Those guys who come on there and make people feel like they're not worth anything. Those guys who make people feel like they're lesser beings. those people who come on there and force their lives on us. And I understand from what I said in the beginning, I'm also not perfect. So you're going to slip up. Half of the people on there are going to slip up, because like Ibra said, I know you don't know Ibra, but just go with it. Just say someone called Ibra on Spaces, and he's a nice guy. That's it. Yeah. So Ibra said, you don't know the kind of day someone is having. We bantered yesterday, but if you're not close enough, I don't know, I might banter you today, and I'm the trigger. I'm the guy, you know. I'm the one who pushes you over the edge, you know? And then what happens? Because maybe, like someone said, you're going on a space to just listen, to blow off steam, just talk to guys, football and stuff. You see? And then someone just decides today's the day, they mess with you and it's a trigger for you. So you don't know what someone is going through on a daily basis. But again, I'm going to be the devil's advocate and say we really can't police it all. We can't police banter. What we can do is what I'm asking people to do. Human decency, just basic human decency. You banter with your friends. You know what they can take and what they can't. Nobody, there is no human being who hasn't had experience with banter at one point or the other in their lives. Positive or negative, I don't know. But you've had it. You know what works, what doesn't. You know where to draw the line. You know who can take, who is your friend and who is not. Who can take what, who is your friend and who isn't. You know where the tit for tat comes from. You know it. You know it. So basic human decency comes into play. You don't need to push a narrative. You don't need to force anything down. Just be nice people. And for anyone out there, now this is coming from me as Ian, if at some point in the near future, because like I said, I'm not perfect, if at some point in the near future you feel that I've said something that's crossed the line, please feel free to start the mic and be like, yo Ian, you said this and this and this and it doesn't work, and that's, you know, it triggered me in some way. You don't even have to explain shit to me. Don't even tell me why. Don't give me a backstory. It's quite okay. I'll literally apologize. And I'll fix things. I will make amends. I don't even need to know your backstory. I don't need to know what happened or why that thing is messing with your head. Or what I said. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. You know, if it didn't sound right to you, just say it. You know, and we'll have a conversation on the end. We don't need to be enemies. And I promise you I'll do the same, because I've done the same on Spaces. I've gone like, hey, pull up, man. How did that work? And of course, again, read the room, guys. You know, check where you are. Because there's Spaces I've gone on 3 a.m. and it's nasty, nasty kind of talk. But again, it's never rude. Funny enough, it's never rude. It's always fun. It's always a barrel of laughs everywhere. It's a club. It's a community. People are enjoying things. People are enjoying their time. You know, whoever gets bantered, they laugh. Whoever they banter, laughs. Whether it's vulgar language and stuff, now it's not PC, but it's still fun. And we have those 8 p.m., 6 to 9, whatever. All those things are there. And we have really nice conversations and we really laugh and we blow off steam. And that's on there. And that's why I said it's going to be really hard to police these things. But it's new and we haven't figured out A, B, C, D. But as long as I feel like I'm repeating myself. I apologize. And I'm speaking to intellectuals nowadays, not my normal crowd. But I feel like I'm leaving something out. But anyway, basic human decency. Be good people. don't come project your shitty characters on everyone else and expect us to just take it, because apparently that's who the fuck you are. No, that's not going to work anymore. And if I do the same, please feel free to call me out on my shit, you see. And if I say something that you know you can prove me wrong, then by all means prove me wrong. But there's also no need to call me names, make me feel bad about myself. Because someone said, yeah, I might be insecure about my nose, but you don't know that. I might be insecure about my teeth, but you don't know that. About my skin color, you don't know that. But you're going to come and banter me exactly that. And then I'll feel like, yeah, maybe guys don't notice my nose is broken, or I'm too dark, or something like that, something I don't like. And then what? You're creating broken human beings, and someone is going to say, yeah, you guys are weak, blah blah blah. It doesn't matter, you don't live my life, and I'm a weak person, whether I don't fight or not, it doesn't matter to me. That is, I'm just going to speak my piece. I'm going to tell you, you know, that bit triggered me, and if you do the same for me, I will apologize, and we can be friends, and we'll have amazing conversations, because I will not lie to you. My overall rating of Twitter Spaces since they began is in the high 90%. It's on there. High 90s. Because at the end of the day, the kind of information I've got in there, sexual, health, business, you know, mental health, cars, music, all that stuff, it's invaluable. Legal advice, it's invaluable. I tell you, I kid you not. I have... let me not continue preaching. So again, tone, message, delivery, in no particular order you decide. A tone, message, delivery. Think about it. It's not illegal yet, but they're working on it. Cheers, people.